Nevertheless, it'd be so we don't mix it up on the Full English Breakfast Show. Inside Sarah's head, Kylie Minogue spinning around to start the hour, and the Queen of Italian Kitsch and Spaniard with Call Me at 14 minutes past eight. How are you feeling, all right?
Much better now, a bit of Spaniard. Yeah.
Bit of coffee.
A bit of coffee
That's
as well.
The trick. Now, there's currently no technology on Earth that could stop a massive asteroid from wiping out Europe, according to simulations carried out by leading space agencies. The week-long exercise led by NASA concluded that catastrophe would be unavoidable, even given 6 months to prepare. The hypothetical impact scenario, which took place during a planetary defence conference hosted by the United Nations, proved that governments are woefully unprepared for this kind of disaster. If confronted with the scenario in real life, we would not be able to launch any spacecraft on such short notice with current capabilities, said the participants. If confronted with the scenario in real life, we will not be able to launch any spacecraft. The only response to such an event would be to evacuate the area before the asteroid hit. But the impact zone was across large parts of North Africa and Europe. Each time we participate in exercises of this nature, we learn more about who the key players are in a disaster event and who needs to know what information and when, said Lindley Johnson, NASA's planetary defence officer. Now, these exercises ultimately help the planetary defence community communicate with each other and with our governments to ensure we are all coordinated should a potential impact threat be identified in the future. I hope they've got Bruce Willis's number on speed dial.
What do we want to do? Just shout run and dash
run!
For it.
You've got 6 months. Responding to news of the failure, the SpaceX boss Elon Musk said the lack of solution was one of many reasons why we need larger and more advanced rockets. SpaceX recently secured a $2.89 billion contract with NASA to develop its next-generation Starship spacecraft, which is being built to transport people and cargo around the solar system. Well, that's not much use.
You're not going to send them into head-on with a
Send the entire population of Europe into space. Combined with its super heavy rocket booster, SpaceX claims Starship will be the world's most powerful launch vehicle ever developed and could theoretically be used to assist missions designed to divert the path of an Earth-bound asteroid.
My. Ooh. Have you seen Stowaway?
Have I seen Stowaway?
I'm sure it's called, yeah, Stowaway.
Remind me.
Film Netflix at the moment about being in space and stowaways on board. And
oh, no, I haven't.
It's good, actually.
Is it?
Yes. It's a bit slow to start with, but, yeah.
You say I don't get a chance to watch Netflix at home.
Why not?
Well, it's always been monopolised by somebody else.
The Press Review is brought to you by BMW Côte d'Azur.
The London Times says the revolutionary 3D scans that can diagnose coronary heart disease in 20 minutes are being introduced by the NHS in England. Tens of thousands of patients every year will be assessed and treated five times faster thanks to the technology. It turns a CT scan of the heart into a 3D image, which allows doctors to see whether it's diseased without invasive procedures such as angiograms. The tool known as HeartFlow will be used on around 100,000 patients over 3 years, and it will help tackle the backlog that's built up during the COVID-19 emergency. Stephen Powers, the NHS National Medical Director for England, said by rapidly improving the rate we diagnose and treat those with a heart condition, we will save thousands of lives.
In this morning's Libération, the French Parliament is set to vote through a new climate change today intended by President Emmanuel Macron to reinforce his green credentials 1 year ahead of national elections. The draft legislation is almost certain to be approved, but it has been heavily criticised by environmental groups. Campaigners see it as too timid given the pace of climate change globally and accuse the French president of half-hearted commitment. Measures include bans on domestic flights under 2.5 hours that can be done by train and restrictions on renting badly insulated properties. The overall aim is to put in place measures that will enable France to meet its target of reducing its greenhouse gas emissions by 40% compared with 1990 levels by a deadline of 2030.
The Melbourne Age says that Australia's peak medical group has written to Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Health Minister Greg Hunt, asking them to withdraw the order that threatens Australians returning from India with hefty fines and jail, calling it an overreach. Until today, the Australian Medical Association was yet to formalise its position on the measure, implemented in addition to a flight ban and widely condemned since news of it broke on Saturday.
And in the Figaro, a former French soldier who has admitted killing an 8-year-old girl, a case that shocked the country nearly 4 years ago, appeared in court on Monday and charges that he also beat a man to death just a few moments before.
BBC World Service News live from London coming up next. This is the Full English Breakfast Show, 106.3 and 106.5, Riviera Radio.
The Press Review, brought to you by BMW, Nice Premium Motors, Bayon Avenue Cannes and BMW Store Monaco. Boost your business with the Business Drive BMW range. Find all the BMW Business Drive offers at your car dealer.
On to the pop quiz.
Certainly. Question number... I'm going to have to do this from memory. Okay, question number one. It's going to come back. Got it. Question number one. On this day in 1985, this song was at number one in the UK. The American female singer became the first black female artist to write and record her own UK number one.
Whitney Houston.
No.
Oh.
Tom Jones returned the song to the charts in 1989 when his version reached number 49. And in 1994, the song became a hit again, reaching number 34 after being featured in an advert for Soft and Gentle deodorant. Can you tell me the name of the song or the artist?
No.
Oh, come on. Okay, I'll tell you the song, tell me the artist. The song was called Move Closer.
Phyllis Nelson.
Correct. Question number two, on this day in 1996, George Michael scored his seventh UK number one as a solo artist with which song?
96.
Yeah, and it stayed in the charts, top of the charts for 3 weeks.
Outside?
No. Opposite of slow.
Fast.
What?
Very fast. Fast love.
Correct. And finally, on this day in 1991, Cher scored her first solo UK number one single with a song from the film Mermaids. It has been a hit for Betty Everett back in 1964.
So the Shoop Shoop song.
It certainly is.
God, I hate this.
You see, you got that one right.
Yeah, I know. Oh, never mind. I'll just cover my ears for a couple of minutes.
Riviera Radio. Business.
Where the hell have you been?
I could say the same to you. I mean, you took a ridiculously long break. Absolutely ludicrous. I was standing by the machine, ready to go, ready to inform the south of France about crucial developments around the pandemic and financial markets, and you disappeared off into the wind once again. Lucky I've been here monitoring markets so we can get everyone back up to speed.
The only machine you've been standing near is your calculator, working how much money you've got.
Hardly. I wish that was it. That wouldn't take very long, believe
someone's
me.
Someone's had a good year, honestly.
Come on.
Boom time, isn't it?
I wouldn't say that by any fashion, by any means at all.
So when's Uncle Barclay going to drag you back into the office then?
So I think we'll start to think about going, I guess, back into the office from around June or so. I think it'll be a sort of staggered approach to see how it all plays out. And then we'll try and work out what the new working pattern looks like many banks. But they're still working out exactly how that's going to play out.
You're very good at a staggered approach, aren't you?
Staggering round.
Yeah. All right, so, well, it has been quite some time, so fill us in. I mean, the picture we're getting, really, is that the Americans are powering ahead, but are Europe still in the doldrums? In fact, a double-dip recession.
Yeah, I think that's right. We saw data last week, GDP figures, highlighted the importance of arresting the coronavirus on economic performance. So in Europe, as you alluded to, elevated coronavirus cases, sluggish vaccination program, which results in governments being forced to maintain restrictions, which has continued to weigh on household consumption, created bottlenecks in supply chains, which has disrupted the manufacturing sector. So the Eurozone, as you said, fell into a double-dip recession in the first quarter. Output shrank by 0.6% in Q1, following a contraction of 0.7% at the end of last year. Very different picture now emerging from the United States. Progress on vaccinations, strong policy support has led to a strengthening of economic activity and employment. US economy has expanded now for 3 straight quarters. Q1 growth, to remind you, came in at a robust 6.4%. Primarily driven by personal consumption, where expenditure grew at an annualized rate of 10.7%. That's the second strongest expansion that we've seen since the early 1960s. And we expect the US economy to continue to outperform during the course of this year. European growth, I think, will gather some momentum in the third quarter. But for the full year growth forecast coming, a relatively lackluster rate of 4.1%. Compare that to the United States, where growth is now projected at 7.1%.
Yeah, there are some elements on Wall Street that don't like the direction that Mr. Biden is going in, with an increase in corporation tax and more taxes on the wealthy.
It's significant change in terms of the way in which government interacts with society and the economy. So we're talking about a massive ramping up, of course, of government spending, huge fiscal support, but alongside that there will be a tax bill to pay for it. So the idea that government will be encroaching in a much more fundamental way in terms of the way in which society operates is a key element that we're starting to see from the Biden administration. But if you look at markets, they certainly seem pleased with the level of support that that the government has been offering the economy and helping to fuel the recovery.
You see, a lot of people have been writing to us every day saying, where's Henk Potts? In fact, one or two people have actually said they've had to go into therapy because they can't do without you.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Now you're back, the other half are going to therapy.
I'm a much valued figure in the south of France region.
So what did you do when you were away? Did you, you know, do you up your flats or get some nice curtains, go to John Lewis?
I was doing up my mum's house, actually, which was a bit of a chore, quite frankly, and revolving around a lot of work. It had to be done. Other than that, wasn't a great deal to do, to be honest. Weather was absolutely miserable. Pubs reopened and so forth. But as you know, I'm not much of a drinker. But I did venture out a couple of times to try and eat out to help out the economy a little bit.
So did your mum like that second-hand John Lewis furniture that you got?
from Theresa May's old stock. She was very pleased.
Now, I think the question that everybody wants answered is, will Boris Johnson still be Prime Minister at Christmas?
Same old question you've been posing for some time. He seems to be doing all right. Seems to have managed to move on a little bit from this recent raft of negative headlines. So lots of inquiries resulting as a result of some of the melees that's been taking place, but no fundamental harm. Big week, of course. We'll start to see what happens in terms of the electorate. A range of different elections taking place during the course of this week. Watch out for the Hartlepool by-election. That will certainly be seen as important in terms of Labour's prospects and, of course, the prospects of the union with the Scottish elections as well.
The monkey hangers.
Excuse me?
The monkey hangers.
What is the monkey hangers?
That's the nickname for Hartlepool United Football Club.
Oh, OK, I didn't know that.
During the
Peter
Napoleonic...
Mandelson, of course. Wasn't he MP for
Oh, I'm not sure
Hartley
about
Ball.
That. But I know that during the Napoleonic Wars, they captured a monkey and hung it in Hartlepool, hence the name.
Oh, OK.
Yeah. The monkey hangers. Two things to say about that inquiry, with these inquiries about Boris Johnson. Two of them, he will decide if he's guilty or not himself. So he'll be able to sort of punish himself if he is guilty and say, you're a very naughty boy, Boris, don't do it again. The other inquiry is perhaps a bit more problematic because it's an electoral commission and also the parliamentary standards bodies have it looking at it. So he's not out of the woods yet.
Not out of the woods yet, but we'll wait to see how it plays out. Markets are sort of moving beyond that, has to be said.
And meanwhile, the housing market in the UK is powering ahead. In fact, as some analysts have said, it's boiling and it could be ripe for a bit of a crash.
Well, UK house prices surged at the strongest pace since 2004 in April. This is according to data from the Nationwide that showed prices jumped 2.1% last month. They're up 7.1% from a year ago. Prices being supported, of course, by the extension to the stamp duty tax holiday, new mortgage guarantee scheme, changes in work patterns, people moving from cities, finding more space, bigger houses, historically low interest rates, and higher savings levels have also helped people with deposits. I think long-term, UK housing market should be supported by ongoing supply and demand imbalance. However, could be vulnerable, I suppose, to higher unemployment rates and eventually higher interest rates, although that, of course, is some time off.
Been out for a curry yet?
Haven't been out for a curry, it has to be. So I would like to go out for a curry. That would be a nice idea.
Well, you move in high circles, so just get yourself invited round to number 11 Downing Street, because I believe it looks like the inside of the Taj Mahal and Cobham High Street now.
Are you not a fan of gold wallpaper?
Well, I like it, but in an Indian restaurant, I'm not quite sure I want to live with it 24/7, you know.
Okay.
That's part of the fun of an Indian restaurant, isn't it? The atmosphere, the music, the hot towels.
Yes, I'm not a fan of the hot towels. Do you
Why
like
not?
That?
You've got to have a hot towel.
Don't know about that. Not sure where it's come from.
Okay. Well, it's been sterilised, you fool, yes. Beforehand, so it doesn't matter where it's come. Where do you think it comes from?
I don't know. Go on. Move on.
The black hole of Calcutta, maybe?
I'm focusing on the poppadoms.
Oh, no, poppadoms are overrated.
Pashwari naan, that would be nice.
Cheese naan, please. The thing with poppadoms is like that nice crack, and then they just taste like sort of vaguely salty crisps.
You've got to give it with a karate chop, haven't you? You've got to go with a karate chop to get it going.
Right.
Right across the whole plate.
Foreign exchanges, pound's not doing too bad at the moment.
Pound against dollar, 138.5. Euro dollar coming in 120. Going to get €1.15 for your British pound this morning.
Not quite sure exactly how much business we did in that bulletin, but no doubt we'll get down to business later in the week.
Could have said that for the last 2 decades. Nice to be back.
Yes, lovely to have you back. Talk to you tomorrow. Hank Potts and Barclays.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Lyster has the top stories across the Riviera.
The COVID incidence rate in the Alt-Maritime has reached its lowest since October of last year. The latest figures show that to date it stands at 125. The figure shows that the virus has dropped in terms of circulation. However, there has been also a drop in the screening rate, which is also to be taken into account. The regional incidence rate does, however, remain below France's national average, which stands at 245 per every 100,000 people. Meanwhile, a report carried out by a citizen collective on the vaccination campaign has concluded that France can do better. The report, made public on Monday, criticises the lack of clarity from authorities and constant change of directives, and also calls for competent advisers to be made available on the 0800 number set up to answer questions about the vaccination. In order to restore confidence in the vaccine, the collective invites the head of state to think of new forms of communication, for example, by means of a programme in which specialists would answer questions from the public, as well as brochures in waiting rooms and television advertising spots. On Monday, France lifted the travel ban during the day. However, the travelling abroad remains strictly limited. For example, anyone wishing to travel to Italy between now and May the 15th must present a negative PCR or antigen COVID test carried out less than 48 hours beforehand, a report to the regional health authority on arrival, as well as carry out a 5-day isolation period, even if your test is negative, as well as repeat a test at the end of the isolation period. Note that these rules do not apply to trips by residents of border areas within a radius of 30 kilometres from your home for a period of less than 24 hours, such as border workers, or to business trips, which are considered to be essential. In other words, you cannot cross the border in Menton just to go shopping in Ventimiglia. Meanwhile, health measures recently enforced in Monaco have been extended until Sunday, May the 16th. But there has been an easing for some measures. As from Monday, bars in Monaco which serve breakfast may open under certain conditions. Access is reserved for Monaco residents, employees, as well as hotel guests. A sports practice is also authorised in accordance with a strict health protocol. The curfew between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. will remain in effect in Monaco for 2 additional weeks. The compulsory use of teleworking in the private and public sectors remains in force. And the Monaco government said that overall, the circulation of the virus is declining, but the slowdown is much slower than last autumn. In 1 month, the incident rate has been divided by 3, but the number has risen again slightly recently, and continuing vigilance is necessary. As France gradually lifts the national lockdown due to COVID, Nice International Airport has announced upcoming plans to offer 4 new links on domestic flights to Brest, Nantes, Lille and La Rochelle, as well as 4 European capital cities, including London and Prague. In addition, there will be 2 new destinations departing from Nice to Menorca and Southampton. In total, 18 destinations will be available to France, which is expected to attract more domestic tourists than usual due to the health crisis. There will be 66 destinations within Europe and 12 outside the continental borders to 7 countries. The INSEE Statistics Agency has said that the French economy returned to growth in the first quarter of 2021 due to enthusiastic consumer spending despite crippling COVID-19 restrictions. French gross domestic product edged up 0.4% compared to the final 3 months of 2020, a year that saw the coronavirus pandemic plunge countries worldwide into historic recessions. The agency added, however, that the economic rebound was limited as GDP is still 4.4% below its level of the fourth quarter of 2019 before the pandemic began. And the European Union has recommended allowing in visitors who have been fully vaccinated against COVID, as well as those coming from countries with a stable health situation with no additional restrictions. The EU currently allows citizens of seven countries to come on holiday or for other non-essential reasons, and the European Commission's proposal would expand that list. EU member states are due to start discussing the proposal today, with an agreement needed in order to put it into effect. In other news, Paris has rejected London's fishing requirements for the Channel Islands, with France saying that in the context of Brexit, any modification must be submitted to the European Commission. On Monday afternoon, the French government reacted strongly to the new requirements for fishing authorisations in the Channel Islands, claiming they are null and void. 7 months after Storm Alex hit the Roya Valley in the Alpes-Maritimes, the Nice-Tende train link has returned. The service between Nice and Tende in the Alpes-Maritimes resumed on Monday. Good news for the inhabitants of the Roya Valley, who had been deprived of the link since the storm. The line had restarted on October the 19th, 2 weeks after the exceptional floods between Bray-sur-Roya and Saint-Dalmas-de-Tende, but it was suspended the following month due to damage caused and has already required €7 million of work. The line will be free of charge until September to the inhabitants, as well as the volunteers coming to lend a hand to the victims. Finally, the Simple Minds concert on July the 23rd at the Salle des Étoiles in Monaco has been cancelled. The Société des Bains de Mer said that due to the current uncertainty regarding the course of the COVID-19 pandemic, a Simple Minds European tour dates currently scheduled for June, July and August of this year will, where possible, be moved to 2022. However, their concert on July the 23rd this year at the Salle des Étoiles is cancelled because it cannot be postponed. Ticket holders are encouraged to contact the SPM ticket office or their resellers to process their refund.
Riviera Radio, Sports News.
Football, the English Premier League is to bring in a new owner's charter to prevent future attempts for clubs to join a breakaway Super League. And there were two games in the Premier League last night. Here's more from BBC Sports.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, I'm Al Ross at BBC Sport, and West Ham have moved to within 3 points of the Premier League's top four with a 2-1 win over Burnley at Turf Moor. Mikel Antonio scored both West Ham goals, and manager David Moyes is enjoying being up among the traditionally bigger clubs.
The players we've brought in have made a big difference. It's given us good energy, but I think we've also brought in players who've given us better quality. We need to do that again if we're going to keep competing. We're going to try to, but I hope that we can keep going and hang around a bit like a bad smell maybe in these last four games and see how it goes.
At the other end of the table, the West Brom boss Sam Allardyce says they need a magic, miracle and fairy dust to stay in the Premier League after drawing 1-1 in the derby against Wolves. Allardyce has never been relegated as a manager, but West Brom will go down unless they win all four remaining games and other sides completely collapse.
I never expected us to get out of trouble with less than two or three games left, because that's normally par for the course when you take over in December and you're in the bottom three. Didn't expect us to get safe until maybe the last three or two games, or maybe the last one. But to have to win four on the trot makes it a difficult task now for us.
The Premier League has issued a strong statement on the failed European Super League proposals. It says it's determined to establish the truth of what happened and to hold those clubs accountable for their decisions and actions. The so-called Big Six clubs in the Premier League are threatened to break away before deciding against it following huge opposition. The FA's started an inquiry and has written to the clubs requesting relevant information before deciding what action to take. And for more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Big Sam making excuses then.
Looks that way.
I still think that Slaven Bilic was treated appallingly at West Brom. They should have left him in charge. That's what I think. Manchester City will be bidding to reach the Champions League final tonight when they play Paris Saint-Germain in the second leg of the semi-finals. City lead 2-1 from the first leg. Kick off at 9 p.m. Who's going to be, City or Paris Saint-Germain?
I think it's going to be City.
They've got two away goals, haven't they? One game in the English Championship tonight. Luton play Rotherham, who are bidding to avoid relegation and must win tonight. At Rugby Union, Ben Youngs has withdrawn from contention for the British and Irish Lions tour of South Africa because of family reasons. The England scrum half received an email from the Lions management last week indicating he was under consideration, but the 31-year-old has made the decision to stay at home with his family this summer. He explained he has two young children and his wife is heavily pregnant with the third, and that's the reason he's decided not to make himself available. And in racing, reports say the British Horse Racing Authority is set to launch a pilot scheme of pre-racing saliva tests for cocaine on riders over the next few days. The scheme is a step towards finding out whether the weighing room has a problem with cocaine, with recent evidence suggesting that many jockeys are using the drug. The new procedure has several advantages over urine, blood and hair tests that have been used in the past. The result arrives in a matter of minutes, so that any jockey who tests positive can be stood down for the day. The test is also cheaper and more straightforward to conduct. A saliva test could soon become part of a jockey's daily routine if the regulator considers it to be necessary.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine.
For coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Almaraz Sea in the VAR, the general situation is an anticyclone, 1,020 millibars over the region. Winds are southwesterly, force 3 to 5. The sea is slight to moderate. Visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint Jean Cap Ferrat, 1,020 millibars. And the outlook for Wednesday, clear skies, force 3 to 5 southwesterly winds, slight to moderate seas, and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are southwesterly, force 3 to 4. The sea is slight, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,020 millibars. And the outlook for Wednesday, clear skies, force 4 to 6 southwesterly winds, moderate seas, and good visibility.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine. For enhanced, high-performing connectivity on board your yacht, speak to our expert team today about our VSAT and 4G packages. Visit connectmyyacht.com.
Riviera Radio. Weather.
Another sunny day on the way. Moderate southwesterly winds. Temperatures 18 to 21 degrees this afternoon. Overnight lows 11 to 13 degrees with cloudy skies. Wednesday and Thursday, clear skies. Highs of 20 to 23 degrees. And the sun is burning, so make sure you've got some sunblock if you're going outside for any period of time. Finally,
a new survey has revealed that foreign holidays and nights out are less important to Britons than they were before lockdown. Instead, daily walks, spending lots of time with family and being able to work from home have become a greater priority than they were a year ago, as well as probably watching Line of Duty. The study of 2,000 adults found 43% have completely re-evaluated life and what really matters to them since the pandemic. Plans for travel, having loads of money and a nice car were once a top priority, but having spent months stuck at home under strict COVID lockdown rules, Britons are now looking close to home for the activities that make them happy, according to the study. Spending lots of time with the family, 23% was and remains a top priority, having seen a 1% rise. I'll give it a week. Exercising regularly became the second biggest priority, up by 3%, while eating healthily also featured high on the list.
Let's stick a rock on Brighton Pier.
Why?
Why not?
Why would you do that?
Well, wouldn't people like to do, you know, they can
get... What's that got to do with what I just said?
Well, sticking foreign holidays.
Foreign... I see, yes.
Let's Brighton Pier and have a stick
Why
of rock.
Not? Why not?
Maybe a pint in the Horatio Bar.
You could do.
Or outside of it.
Could I just say thank you again to Paul, because he missed it yesterday. Yes, I did get the wonderful historical Liverpool tea towel, and it will be framed, Paul. Thank you very much.
Have you dried your plates up with it yet?
Not yet. I'm going to frame it. Good suggestion. I'm going to frame it. It's very, very special. And Jeff, thank you very much. Yes, I'm doing well. He said, no doubt you'll tell us all about it after your jab, but he's just tuned in, so he's missed that. But as I said earlier, the McDonald's and the Maltese has made me feel sick. So,
should we just repeat the entire programme at 10 o'clock so that people who missed the first bit can hear it?
We could just go on and on and on.